Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samach Beis, and we're starting at Simen Yud Beis, and again from Simen Yud Beis. So the end of the Klal deals with the halachas of saying Ateba Meitiv on Yayin. So the Chayodim gives introduction to the concept. Kishadidnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. So the Gemara says that with Midaraisa there are three brachas in benching. The Moral is out from a pasuk that the Chiyuv to when we give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu for eating, we have to thank him for the mazon. We have to thank him for the oritz. So the first bracha is Zonas HaKol. The second bracha is Al Oritz V'Al HaMazon. And we have to thank him for the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which gives us the base of Mikdash, etc. So that which nowadays we express that in the bracha of that the Russian should be Burna Yerushalayim. Chazal added a fourth bracha. When did Chazal add this fourth bracha? The Haruge Beitar, the army of Bar Kocha was killed out, and the enemy did not allow them to be buried. And Hashem made a nace that the bodies did not decompose and rot, and eventually, after a period of time, they were allowed to be buried. So the Hatoyba Meitiv, the Bershom, allowed the Meisim did not rot, and the Meitiv is that they were given to Kavura. So, together with the takana that we say this bracha of Ateba Meitiv in conjunction with benching, it was such an extraordinary chesed to Klal Yisrael. We also say it when there's a riba yayin, when there is another type of wine brought out in a meal. Titu chachamim levorcha riba hayayin Ateba Meitiv. So that a person should say a riba yayin Ateba Meitiv. Now, it's interesting. The Chayyim is going to bring a semi-negative reason why we say it. The Mishnah Berurah brings this reason. He also brings another reason, which is a more positive reason. So the more positive reason is because that wine is something which the Bereshit created in the world, which is a source of simcha. And the Bereshit created many different types of wine, which are all of them, each one is a source of simcha. So there's a tremendous hatava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created a vehicle of simcha in this world. And such a beautiful oifen, there's so many different options of how to do so. So yain yisamach levav hanoish, that wine is a vehicle of simcha, and the Baruch Hashem created not just one vehicle of simcha, but many different ways to have that simcha. And the Baruch Hashem gives in such an expansive way, so we make a bracha on that. But the Chayyim says the second reason that we say Ateba Meitiv in conjunction with the wine. Because Haruge Beit, so in our minds, when we think of Ateba Meitiv, we think of the Haruge Beitar. So that conjures up in our mind the concept of Misa. So it allows us to not overindulge in the wine. So bringing a second type of wine, there's a concern that a person might be overindulging and get drunk and get involved in wine, and that's going to lead them to a carelessness, and then which will lead to eventually to avarice, etc. So a person shouldn't be drawn after drink too much wine, imbibe too much, get drawn to it, get addicted to it. The goyim used the blood of the Jews to fertilize their fields. Blood is protein rich, and it was a very good source of various different nutrients, and it was used by the goyim to fertilize the fields. So when we think of Haruge Beitar, we think about a violent death. So that reminds us that the life is short. It's the purpose is not this world. Look what happens to a person. A person should be more careful, not get overindulge in the wine. So that sounds like a fairly sobering type of thought, which maybe is not such a bad idea when a person is drinking, to be sobered. But the Mishnah Berurah mentions this reason, plus the other reason, which is the thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for his rebuy of Teva that he gives us very different types of wine. It has to be the two people are sharing wine together. So the language of Teva Meitiv is a benefit to more than one individual. It has to be a new type of wine. can shoshosu tchila min echod, they were drinking one type of wine. If he ola hem yain mimin acher, they brought a different type of wine. Af al pisheni yodea im hu meshubach min arishin. He does not need to know that it's better. It can be equal. If he knows that the second type of wine compared to the first wine is an inferior wine, he does not make the bracha in that situation. So the wine which calls for a type of meitiv is a wine which is either we know that it is a better type of wine, or it's equal, or we're not sure. We can assume it's probably something in some way has a better flavor. It has a better effect. It's better for your body. In some way, there's some new benefit which wasn't there beforehand. Then you can say it's type of meitiv. Let's stop here. There's a lot which we need to clarify still in these halachas, which he'll be doing Be'ez Hashem in the next few simanim, and hopefully by then we will come with a clarity. Many people do not know this bracha, do not say it because they're not clear exactly when it applies. And some poskim actually suggest that a person should make sure that he doesn't. He's in situations where he doesn't have to say it because it's so confusing when to yes to when not to. People will possibly say it incorrectly, so it's better to just try to avoid it totally. But with some clarity, hopefully we will not have to do that. We can clarify when a person will actually be able to say this in a clear halachic way. Have a good day.